Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2008 were presented on Thursday, May 1st. This event was sponsored by the Languages and Literature Division, the Liberal Arts Division, and the Lyceum Committee of the Annandale Campus of Northern Virginia Community College. The Calliope Committee is grateful to the many students who submitted their writing and artwork for consideration this year. Special thanks go to the following offices, divisions, and committees for their continued and generous support of Calliope. Office of the Provost, Office of Student Development, Division of Languages and Literature, Division of Liberal Arts, Lyceum Committee, Languages and Literature Events Committee, Media Manager and Staff of the NOVA Office of Public Information and Publications, and the faculty and students of the Annandale Campus in Creative Writing and Arts courses. The 2008 Calliope Committee and editorial staff were faculty members Leona Burnham, Adam Childs, Jennifer Daniels, Nicole Foreman, Brooke Hay, Eric Nielsen, Raymond Orquist, Christina Wells, and Elaine Wolin. Contest judges for the literary categories were English faculty members Charles Scarborough, Susan Sharp, and Jenny Sullivan. Artwork was juried by Julia Porta, Thomas Hardy, Teresa Knight McFadden, and Ginger Hayden. Robert Epstein served as judge for the Art Awards. Interns who assisted were M. Taylor Johnson, Catherine Rahim, Ashley Walker-Jones, and Noor Alamzi. Damon Green designed this year's issue. Now you will hear winners in the poetry category as they read from their works. Third prize, S. Ann Robinson, for Pruning.
The title of my poem is Pruning. The first thing I deleted was your email. Then those menacing blue flowers that jeered for decades from milky white porcelain beds. I cleared chests, shelves, and drawers like a Marine conducting urban warfare, tore down drapes and piled clothes. That silly bear bobbed on top, dumped and abandoned beneath a sign which read, "Please do not leave donations on the sidewalk." But it was not enough, and I left in a heat wave to seek a bare, air-conditioned condo where bulbs flickered and ketchup stood alone in a broken refrigerator. For days, I lay naked under a ceiling fan, rivulets of sweat streaming off soft mounds into shallow crevices. As helpless as earth, I prayed with Beethoven and stared at a dark spruce tree. Its gentle branches filled my window like a nurse soothing a fever. I thought I was waiting to end my life, but I couldn't stop watering a small, barren hibiscus tree. One morning, it bloomed.
Second prize, Elizabeth Izzy Angel, for 4 a.m. Midwest Sunny Side Up.
This is 4 a.m. Midwest Sunny Side Up. Egg white light overtakes burnt toast heavens, meringue slowly. On the fattier side of our muffin top world, with a small side of jackalope berry preserves, a weary waitress pours out her cup of coffee soul to the insomniac truck driver sporting a sunburnt neck, who's crunching through life and bringing home the other bacon to his double side of toddlers. Thriving in the server's oven is some wannabe sugar and spice, blessing mommy with pre-noon nausea. 5 a.m. doesn't register as such. Thank every dollar in there. Ruby grapefruit floods horizon-wise as the yolk slips past the plate edge. Thank you.
First prize, Ashley Walker-Jones, for Untitled.
I'd really like to thank Professor Jen Daniels for encouraging me to submit poems to Calliope. This poem is Untitled. On the road, its feathers are raised in a final wave of time and rigor. Under a sky of curdled clouds, flies lovingly praise their bony meal of flesh. They swim through matted plumes like black blood, doomed to roam the quiet route of death. Those wormy spikes of stiffened wings, the lonesome hunters of putrid worlds forced to court dead things. Thank you.
Now you will hear a winner in the fiction category. Second prize, Elizabeth Wright for Butterflies.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be here. I'm reading Butterflies. Why do butterflies never fly in a straight path? Because they must be in love. Silly little butterflies. He walked her to her car like he always did because, after all, he is a gentleman, and gentlemen do that. He always hugged her, too, but she knew that sort of hug. She always wondered why he did not hug her differently if he always walked her to her car. Eleanor and Charles had known each other for years and could not remember exactly where they had met. To Eleanor, it was as if she had always known him. Even when she knew she had not known him, she always felt like he was there. She did not know exactly when the butterflies began. Maybe it was when they had eaten an entire carton of ice cream together, or drove for hours just listening to the radio after Charles had a very bad day. But at some point, the butterflies began. At first, there were only a few that bumped into each other lazily in her stomach when he walked her to her car. But each time he hugged her, one more little feeling would join the others. She would tell herself they were silly little butterflies, and she would be all right in a moment, but they kept fluttering. When the butterflies grew and would not go away, she decided she could not take it anymore, and she would let them out. She would tell him what she felt, because she was not sure if he really knew or not, but surely he must know. Eleanor made up her mind to tell him. He walked her to her car again, and they talked again, like they usually do. But the mass in Eleanor's stomach grew like it had never done before, because she knew she was going to tell him. It pulsed and stretched on her chest until it grew so big it was against her throat, pushing to escape. Eleanor held her lips tightly together to keep her thoughts in until just the right moment. They were in her mouth now. He was asking her something she did not really hear when, "What about me?" Out it slipped. A beautiful tongue of red and orange lightly fluttered about them, free. Her thoughts were free. Thank you.
Don't miss the podcast next week. You will hear winners in the creative nonfiction category. Robert Brown of the Technology Application Center is technical director of this podcast. I'm Shirley Noon.